I had not been planning on discussing this topic tonight, but since the email went out last night, contemplating the beginning of allowing outside minyanim in Passaic, I thought that since we had requests to discuss this topic earlier and it wasn't really the right time yet, now at least it's probably a appropriate time to talk about it without taking a stance on the propriety of doing it at this time, but we should discuss some of the halachic challenges involved in what would probably look like outdoor minyanim. And what I want to focus on tonight is a question as to whether you can be mitzarif people who are standing in a different rishus. In the classic cases, we're talking about people in different rooms, but in our case, people standing, let's say, on different sides of a fence or on different porches, as would be the case in other communities that have discussed this. Passaic is not a porch community, but more a backyard community. So if there are fences or the like between backyards, can be mitzarif people standing in different rishios. And what about if only some people can see some of the members of the minyan, not everyone can see everyone? What does that do as far as tzeiros? So the beginning part of this discussion is based on a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Hey Hey Amid Beis. You can take a look if you have the Mar Makomas I sent out. We'll put it up on the screen. The Mishnah on Pei Hei Amid Beis, in the context of the.
Listen with Tani. I learned what. 1 second, where is this still?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I thought it was mute. Sorry.
Okay. So in the context of the Isser Yotze by a Korban Pesach, the Mishnah says that mina agaf ulufnim ke lufnim mina agaf ulachutz v'lachutz. If it's inside the doorstep, that's considered to be inside. If it's outside the doorstep, that's considered to be outside. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav v'chein letfila. So this distinction between whether it's on the inside of the doorstep or the outside of the doorstep is not only relevant for the din of Yotze by Korban Pesach, it's relevant for tefillah as well. Upliga de Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Dam Rav Yeshua ben Levi, afilu mechitza shel barzel, einam avtekes ben yisrael avim sheva shamayim. When it comes to tefillah, there's no such thing as a mechitza. Nothing can break up the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, v'chein letfilah? Says Rashi, and I have Tosas here on the Mar Makomas, doesn't just go with Rashi. Rashi says, we're talking about tzeiros, that who can you be mitzaref to a minyan? So if you have people standing inside the house or in the doorway facing inside, they're mitzaref to the minyan. If you have people standing outside the house, they're not mitzaref to the minyan. So Tosas takes objection, Tosas takes issue with Rashi's chat, not because it's not true lahalacha, but because we paskin like a Yehoshua ben Levi, and if you're talking about Tzeiros l'minyan, it would come out that if we paskin like a Yehoshua ben Levi, then there's no problem of being mitzayif anyone to minyan, even if there's a mechitza shel barzel between them. So that's why Tosa says that that's not the issue here. The issue is Kaddish, sorry, Kiddushin, Yehesh Mei Rabba, and that's the context of Yehoshua ben Levi, meaning to say that everyone agrees that there's no possibility of tziruf if you have people outside the house and inside the house for a minyan. And the whole question over here, where does Rabbi Shua ben Levi say, afilu mechitza shel barzel einam avtekes ben yisrael avim sheva shamayim? That's as far as answering to Kaddish and Kedusha, meaning if you have a minyan of 10 people in one house and someone standing outside behind an iron curtain, then that person can answer to Kaddish Kedusha. But it doesn't mean that you can be mitzayif that person to a minyan if you don't have 10 people in the property itself. And that formulation of Rabbi Shua ben Levi's relevance, you find the Lahalacha, the Rambam, Perek Tesvav, Hilchos Tzira, Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Am Shehem Achori HaKohanim, Eina Bechlal HaBracha. So if people are standing behind the Kohanim, the Bracha is not Chal on them. Va'onde Mitzideyan Arayim Bechlal HaBracha. If they're standing to the side of the Kohanim, they are. So when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, the Kohanim has to face those receiving the bracha. But as long as the Kohanim are facing them, even if there's a mechitza shel barzel separating them, the bracha is still chal. And this is true for Kaddish Kiddush as well, Simen Nun Hei, Sif Kaf, and Shulchan Aruch, that people can answer Kaddish Kiddusha even if they're behind a mechitza shel barzel, as long as there are 10 people in the place where the minyan is convening itself. Okay. Says the Mechaber in Simen Nun Hey, Seif Yud Gimel, as follows. Sarak Shiyu Kol Asar B'Makam Echad. All the 10 people, you need a minimum of 10 people for a minyan. They must be standing in the same place. The Shliach Sibri Mayim, and the Chazan has to be in the same room as well. The Omi B'Shoch HaPesach, Min Ha'agav V'Lachutz. The Hainu Kishe Sogir Adelas B'Makam Penimis, Shalovi Adelas V'Lachutz, K'Lachutz. And if you're standing on the outside of the door, so meaning if you were to close the door, the guy would be outside the room, that's considered to be outside of the minyan. Fine. That's what the Mechaber says. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Nun Hey. Afilu im Einan Rowin Elus Elu, Kaven Shehem B'Baisachat. So as long as you have 10 people in the same house, meaning in the same room, in the same within the same mechitzos, even if they don't all see each other, they're still mesurif to minyan. Aval im iksasim b'cheder zeh, um iksasim b'cheder acher. But if some of them are in one room, some of them are in another room, einam mitzdarfin afa pisha pesach mesuch b'neim. Even if there's a door open from one room to the other, they're not mitzdarif. Mishum de ein sham shem pirza v'pesach gufa k'mechitza chashuva. So if there are two rooms, that's considered like two houses. As long as they're in two rooms, they don't see each other, they're not mitzarif. So it sounds like if they do see each other, even if they're separate rooms, they could be mitzarif. The yesh machmirin, even if they see each other, they still are not the mitzurah if they're in separate rooms.
These sources. And then
Now in Sif Yuches, the Mechaber writes as follows. Im ksas asara bebeis hakneses, uksasam ba'azara, ena mitzarfin. If some of the people are in the azara of the shul, in the courtyard, or perhaps the ezer nashim, and some of them are in the shul proper, they're not mitzaref to each other. Says the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sifkata Nun Zayin, Uksasim Bazara, Hu Adin Afilu Im Tisha V'Beis HaKnesses V'Yachid Bazara, Zakasa V'Prima Gadim, Dahid Asif Yud Zayin Yuches Yates Mairi, Bisha Einan Rowan Zezeh, So it says the Prima Gadim, the cases that are discussed in Si'ifim, in the previous Si'ifim that we didn't read yet, the Gemara in Erevin Sadi Beis that discusses different permutations, if you have a Chaser Gedol and a Chaser Katana, when are the two Mitzuraf? So the Prima Gadim says that's only talking about, that whole discussion is only where they can see each other. But if they can see each other, even if they're in different rooms, they're Mitzuraf. The Yesh Machmirin Afilu Berowin Ubamakam Adchak Efshar Sheyesh Lahakel. The Yesh Machmirin, even if they do see each other, and Ubamakam Adchak, you could be Mekel if they don't see each other. So who are these Yesh Machmirin, and what is this Machlokas? And the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Imroin Elus Elu Yecholon Litzaref Afilu Omdim Lagamri Luchutz. Dumi demashi hikal mechaber lekaman b'sif yudalid, which you're going to read in a moment. Lechachila yoser tov lahachmir b'zeh sheyichnusu lefnim. It's better everyone should go in the same room. The kulazu demahani roman elus elu leinyan sira of kamol leinyan berachas hamazon lekaman novei mitshuvas harash b'sim and sadi vav v'hu lo kasav sham zeh rak b'darach efshar. So the basis for being mitzarif people that are in different rooms, even if they are able to see each other, is the Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Rashba only writes this, B'derech Efshar. Okay, what is the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Mishnah Berurah here is referring to? So the Rashba in Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Siman Sadi Vav, was asked about a situation, a shul construction, where the Chazan is standing in a box, which is separated by halachic mechitzos. So the amud is its own reshus b'fnei atzmo. So is he mitzuraf to the rest of the minyan? So the Rashba makes two points. Number one, he says, he's mitzuraf to the rest of the minyan because that box for the shatz is really bustle to the rest of the shul. It was never conceived as being a independent rishos, even if technically speaking, it has the dimensions of a independent rishos. And then he writes, that's his first and, let's say, primary reason. And then he writes, Odani Omer, she'efshar lomar, she'kol shiro and elus elu, ki'ilu hein b'bayis echadami, u'mistarfin, that whoever sees each other is considered to be in one house, even if in point of fact they're in two houses, and therefore they are mitzuraf to each other. V'dumya d'zimun shel birkas hamazon, and that's comparable to the din by Zimun, where the din is shtei chaburos shahayim b'bayis echad, v'zman shemiksas and roen elus elu. If you have two chaburos that are in one house, and some of them see each other, harei elu mitzarfin l'zimun. And the Rashba says that's not only if it's in one house, even if it's in two houses. The Rashba understood that that Gemara, which we'll see in Alach and Simukut Sadihei a little bit later, is talking about Siruf even if you have less than a Mezumin in one place, meaning you have two people on one side, one person the other side, and not everyone can see each other. You have two people on one side, one person on the other side, and they can't see each other. Even though they're in different rooms, they are mitzura for a zimun. So Rashba says, perhaps, just as we find such a lach in zimun, that's relevant to minyan as well. So what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here is that even though in principle it sounds like you can be mitzarif people who cannot see each, who can see each other in different rishios, since the Rashba is tentative about this, he says, Odani Omer Efshalomar, better not to rely on that. Rav Asher Weiss in a recent shuvah, and Rabbi Karp in a recent shuvah, they both point out that even though the Rashba says Belashan Efshar, the Raviyah says it more definitively that you could be Mitzaref in a minyan under these circumstances, even if they're in different rooms, as long as they can see each other. But as Rabbi Karp points out in his recent shuvah, that mistimas rov rishonim, that's not the case. Mistimas rov rishonim, you get the impression that you cannot be mitzarif people in another room who cannot see each other as per the pashtus of the sugya in Imsachim. That doesn't indicate any distinction. The Shari Shuvah there on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Hei quotes a chida. And we'll just read the part of the Chida from the original of the Chida in Maasei Brachos Perish on Arachayim. So the Chida writes as follows. Im ha'omdim b'veronando ha'niskar v'chein ha'omdim b'ezras nashim einu b'nake lehem l'aredes ha'beit ha'knesset. So you have some people who are outside of the shul proper, and it's difficult for them to come down to the shul. And they try to show their faces from above. We'll see the lashon where that comes from shortly. Near the lismach bazeh al rab beis David, that you can be mitzarif them. Then he writes, "Belazarito shenoagim ba'arim ha'el." So the Lazarito apparently was this quarantine facility that people who entered Italy at the time of the Chida had to reside in to make sure that they weren't carrying any illness with them. So there were different rooms or different homes. So im yesh beis kitos sham she'enem yicholim liga ze baze. So there's six in one room, four in another room, six in one house, four in another house. So can the four people stand in front of their doorway? And be mitzarif for the other people to make a minyan. Since they can see each other, even though they're not in the same room, they're not in the same house. Oh, Einam is Darfin. V'liyahed yonira l'fi ma'ashek asavnu. He had a long analysis that we skipped over here. Dimitzdarfin. Dere Elu Einam Yechalim Lava Bebayis. They can't come into the house. Vashomer Imam Besadel of Nea Pesach. And there's a guard making sure they're not coming into the house. The Gamasher Bebayis La Yechlu Latzei Schutz. And the people in the house can't go outside. Ki Amokim Sar Bechutz is nomer to stand outside. The Gamma Marvel Larabim, it's a public path. And they can't be together because of the governmental decrees. That's like looking out the window, which we'll see in Sif Yudal in a moment where that comes from. It's impossible for them to get closer. Near a lisma chaleim, v'lo yispatlu arbaim yom yilaspatlu b'tzibor, v'lo yishmu kadesh u'kedusha. So the Chida says that even though l'chachila, you shouldn't be mitzayif people in different houses, but if that's the only way to get a minyan, so better to do it that way and not to be mevatel davening b'tzibor for 40 days. So I've heard people recently quoting this Chida, this Chari Tshuva, saying, oh, there's an inyan not to go 40 days without Kaddish and Kedusha. And I thought that wasn't the context. It sounds like the Maisa Shalya was 40 days, but I wasn't sure of that. And then in last week's Hamudiyah magazine, they had a feature front page article about Sfarim that were written during quarantine periods. And they write there that the Chida wrote a Sol Shema Gedolim when he was quarantined in one of these facilities in Italy, where they made all the people coming from foreign countries wait for 40 days until they let them into the country. So that's what the Chida is referring to here. And it's not that there's some halacha Moshe Misinai that you can't go 40 days without listening to Kaddish, answering Kaddish and Kedusha. That was the Maisa Shaya Kachaya. The requirements were that you had to stay in quarantine in these homes for 40 days. So that's what he's referring to, not going 40 days without Kaddish and Kedusha. Despite this presentation in the Chida and the Mishabruah so far, as the Mishabruah himself acknowledged, the pashtus of the Mechaber in Sif Yudalid is that you could be mitzarif people in different rooms even if they see each other. Because the Mechaber there writes in Sif Yudalid, Misha Omeid Achari Beis HaKnesses Ubeinayim Chalom. So someone standing outside the shul is a window. Afilu Gavo Kamakomas, even if it's a high window. Now, filo ain't a rach of dalit, even if it's not four amos, four tzvachim wide. Umar lehem pan of misham, but he sticks his face in so they can see him. Mitzarev imam lasara. So he is mitzarev to a minion. That sounds like the Rashba that we saw, that you could be mitzarev people who are in different rishuyos as long as they can see each other. Says the Mishnah Berurah there, in Sivkata Nun Beis, Mitzarif Imahem, Da'af Sheyesh Hefzik Mechitza Beinayim, even though there is a wall there, came into Mar Lempanov, since he shows them their face, Doma Lamashim Bavurla, Kaman Mitzimikub Sadihei Beizimon, and Mitzasim Rowan Elus Elud Mitzarfin, Kain Lefizet Pashit, Aondim Bezos Nashim Mechitzasan Amasekes, Yesh Kalon, Mar Lempanov, Misha Mitzarif Imam Lasara. The Kol Shekain, if there are 10 people without him, that he's mitzvah to the minyan. Afal Pikain, Yosir Tov in the Nakel, who labored the basic Knesset, she erred better to go down to the shul proper, not to be in the Esos Nashim. The Yeshmeachronim, Shechokin al Iker Adin, Bisovin din Yanenu, Einadom Maklal, Liziman, and that's the position of the Gon here in Shulchan Aruch, among others. So the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Kuf Sadihei and Hilchos Ziman points out that we quoted earlier the Rashba, that you can be mitzarif to a zeman, people who see each other, who aren't otherwise proximate, even if they're in different houses. And the Rashbash, the son of the Tashbates, in Simon Lamed Zayin, suggests that maybe that's not the case. And the whole deon there of that zeman, the Gemara in Brachos, is the Afka case where you have two separate zimuns of three people each, can they answer together? But the nidun is only where you already have two independent zimuns. But to be create a zimun from scratch, even if the people can't see each other, if they are in different rooms, they are not mitzvah. Okay. In the Sefer Isha Yisrael, he points out in Perek Tesvav, Ha'ara Samech Beis, that for those who hold, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you should be machmir. Those who hold that you can't be mitzarif people in different rishuyos, even if they can see each other. So that din in Sif Yudala that we just read, that the person's looking out the window from the Ezes Nashim or from outside into Shul that he's mitzuraf. So maybe there are different formulations in Rishonah. That's what the Chida is marach about there. There is the way the Beis Yosef quotes that din in Sif Yudala is based on an Orchas Chaim, a Rav Haigon, a Rabbeinu Yerucham. So one of the formulations is that he's Marapanov. He waves to the window, hi, I'm here. And the other formulation is that you need to be Machnis Rosh Verubo, that you need to actually put most of your body through the window. So maybe that's where everyone's going to agree that there's a Tziruf, but not if he's just staying on the other side of the window. And that's like what the Chai Adam writes in Klal Lamed Seif Aleph. Chai Adam writes, Ome Besoch Pesach, Mimakom Segira Sadelis Velachutz, Havik Kachutz Veinim Esarif, the Imachnis Rosh of Rubalafnim, but if he sticks the majority of the body, including his head inside, Mistarif Imahem, Vuadinim Omer Afilo Achari Besaknasas, even if he's outside the shul, Kamish Imachnis Rosh of Rubalafnim, once he sticks his head inside with the robe of his body, he's Mistarif. Kakasa Beis Yosef, Ba'asha Kasa Beshem Orchas Chai in Demar Panim Lachun Mahani, Tzarech Lomar Slav Dafka. So that Lashon Amar Panim doesn't really mean Mar Panim. It means Panav Virov Gufa. Okay, there is a throwaway line in Tshuvas for Moshe. Yoredei Chelak Aleph Simon Kuf Kav Zayin. Chelak Aleph Simon Kuf Kav Zayin. Moshe is discussing the need to have all the members of the Bezdin present in the room for Tevilas Nashim to see the woman's head go under the water. So he discusses there Shtelsu with the Sugan Avin Sadi Beis about the Chatzar Gadol, Chatzar Katana, what's Mitzurif to Minyan. As a line there, that din Amar Panav, that din Sif Yudalid, that if someone's waving from outside the shul through the window, that he's Mitzurif, that's only for one person. But you can't have more than one person, Mitzurif to Minyan, waving through the window. How Ramosha knows that, I'm not sure. But he kind of assumes that it's Davar Pashut. The Aruch HaShulchan has another chiddush that he also assumes without a clear raya, that there's a difference between if a person standing outside the shul in the chatzer or if he's standing in another house. That this din Amar Panim only applies if he's outside the window looking through from the chatzer, but if it's another house, it doesn't apply. So what do we assume lahalacha, as would be nogeya, our contemporary situation of creating a minyan where there is some form of mechitza between the people, a separate rishus, even if they're able to see each other. So Rav Asher, in his recent tshuva, assumes that the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, the pashtus of the Mechaber and Sif Yudalid, that there is a tziruf of different rishuyas as long as they can see each other, trumps the chumas achronim, and he's not so bothered by the lashon of Efshar and the Rashba, because maybe that doesn't necessarily mean the Rashba wasn't endorsing of it fully. So bottom line, he thinks that you could have a tziruf if Ro and Elu is Elu, even if they're in different rishuyos, relevant to porches, relevant to backyard with a fence in the middle. And he assumes that's the case across the board, that you can have a full-fledged minion operating under such circumstances. Rav Schechter, in one of his recent shuvas, takes the opposite position. He thinks that the correct psak is like those who say that you cannot be mitzaref people in separate rishuyos, even if they're rowan elu as elu, even though the pashtus in the way the Mishnah Berurah presents things in Siman Nun Hey seems to indicate that that's just a chumrah, but meikar adin you do a vitziruf. But the Mishnah Berurah in the Bar Halacha and Kufsadeh in the Chazimun seems to be noted like the Rashbash against the Rashba, that you can't have a tziruf. And anyway, this fits in with Reshefter's Mahalath that there's a big difference between Zimun and Kaddish and Kedusha. Zimun is not a Darvish and Kedusha, and therefore the threshold for Tziruf is lower than for Darvish and Kedusha, like Kaddish and Kedusha. Fine. Rabbi Willig is of the position that it's Tzarechi and Ladina, and therefore Safik Brachos Lahakel. What does that mean, Safik Brachos Lahakel? So his recommendation, if you were to have a minion under these circumstances, would be that everyone anyway should daven on their own up till Yishtabach, because minimize the amount of exposure. So people convene for Yishtabach or Shochein on Shabbos. You can say Baruch Hu, you could say Kaddish, because there's no Chashash Bracha Levatala. The only potential Chashash Bracha Levatala is Chazaras HaShatz. So he says you solve that with a Hecha Kedusha for Shacharis, for Musaf, and for Mincha. So everyone starts together with the Shatz, the Hecha Kedusha. There's no Chashash Bracha Levatala. Rabbi Carr points out a line in the Shuvah of Shlomo Kluger, just to prove this point about Baruch Hu not engendering a potential bracha levatala. It's not a bracha. So Shlomo Kluger, Elf Shlomo Arachayim Simon Samaches, writes, he was asked about the Kohen who gets a Levi Ali because there's no Kohen. Is there a Chashash bracha levatala for a second Baruch Hu? He says, no, that's Baruch Hu isn't a bracha. It's only Shevach B'Alma. Rabbi Karp has a different suggestion. He agrees in principle with that approach that it's a Tzarech Iyon Ladina and therefore Safek Bracha Slahakel. It's a Chashash Bracha Levatala, meaning. But he gets out of it with a different suggestion. He says that the Shatz should make a Tanai that the Chazaras HaShatz is the Tfilas Nedava. So then Alat Sada, you don't really have a Tzir for you don't have a Minyan, so it's only a Tfilas Nedava. So that works during the week. We can have a Tfilas Nedava. What about on Shabbos? No Tfilas Nedava allowed on Shabbos. So he suggests on Shabbos as follows. Ramosha has a tshuva. Orachayim Chele Bey Simen Yud Ches. Orachayim Chele Bey Simen Yud Ches. Addressing a Shas at Chag situation where the only way that you could have a minion is by being Mitzayif a Katan as a 10th man. So that is Machlokas Rishonim. Ramosha says that under the circumstances, if that's the only way you're going to get a minion and there are consequences potentially for not having a minion under those circumstances, so Ramosha says, do the following. The Shliach Tzibor should not daven a Shtil Shemana Esrei with everyone else. He should wait for Shacharis at Shira Chadasha. When everyone finishes their Shtil Shemana Esrei, he should quickly get up to Gal Yisrael and then start Chazaras HaShatz, which is his Shtil Shemana Esrei. And that way you avoid the potential problem of a Bracha Levatala. Okay. Now, there's another issue, which is even more complex and further from Pasha, that even if you assume that you could be Mitzarev people who are Rowan Elus Elu across a Mechitza, what about being Mitzarev people where not everyone can see everyone else? As you have a minion of 10 people spread out, so let's say the middle people can see the outer people, but the people on the extremes can't see the other extremes. So can you have, if they're all in the same house, that's Mefurish, that you're Mitzurah. But let's say they're not in the same house. So if they're not Rowan Elus Elu, some people can see some of them. Some people can see everybody, but some people can't see everybody. So that Rabbi Karp has an analysis about is also even less Pashut. Based on, there is a halacha by Zimun. Let's pull it up on the screen here. And we'll try to wind down the next couple of minutes. There is a halacha by Zimun in Siman Kuf Sadi Hay. There are two halachas. Number one, shtei chaburim she'ochlos v'bayis echad v'shnei batim, iksasim roma elos elu mitzarfos v'zimun, v'mlav ein mitzarfos. The im yeshamish achalish dayan hu mitzarfen. So by zimun, mitzarfen elus elu works. And the shamish is also creates a tziraf. And then in Sif Beis, you have a din that if some people in one house, some people in another house, and the Mevarech is in the middle, he's also Mitzarif them. So that's a question, what the scope of that Mevarech Mitzarif is. Is it Dafka if he's in the doorway? Is that relevant to a Shliach Tzibur as well? You know, let's say everyone can hear the Shatz, is the Shatz Mitzarif them? So they're also, it's less Pasha whether that works and requires further analysis. The other issue, two more issues very briefly as far as tziruf, is what kind of mechitz are we talking about that creates a tziruf problem? So let's say you have a tzuas ha-pesach. The tzuas ha-pesach is halachically a mechitza, but it doesn't really look much like a mechitza. So is that going to break up a minyan? I saw in one of these sheets that comes out of Eretz Yisrael called Tikkunei Erevin that came out, I think, this week. So they assume it's a Davar Pashut that even a Tzuas HaPesach breaks up the Tzir for Minyan. And the recommendation is that if you're having one of these outdoor Minyanim and a Tzuas HaPesach between them, San Shabbos, you have to keep the Erev up. Nothing to do. But you should take it down during the week so that you can have a Tzir for the Minyan during the week and then put it up again for Shabbos. Rabbi Willick thought intuitively that a Tzuas HaPesach, even if it's a halachic mechitza, is not a mechitza le'inyan this, le'inyan breaking up a minyan. I asked Rav Usher a similar question on one of these Q&As with Rabbanim before Pesach. I asked him about pitikra. Let's say you have your front porch has a pitikra, so you can see everyone in the next property, but the pitikra yovisosim halachically is considered a separate reshus. So he thought, I wasn't sure exactly what the Hagdara was, that not everything in Erevin is transferable here. It wasn't clear to me where he would draw the line. Or let's say, as I have in my backyard, a chain link fence between my property and the next property. You can see right through it, but that's more than a Tzuras HaPesach. So Rabbi Willig intuitively thought that would break a tziruf, but I haven't been able to find conclusive raya's as far as where you draw the line. There is the Ishei Yisrael quotes a tshuva from the Isaurus tshuva, Isaurus tshuva chela gimel simen yud gimel. It was the grandson of the Chassam Sofer. Rav Asher likes to point out that it's the only tshuva sefer that he disagrees with every page in the sefer, because in every page he prints on the top ein lismoch ala roz klal, and Rav Asher thinks that's incorrect. So he writes. He discusses whether you have a tzira if you're on a train and the different compartments have a mechitza between them, or the seats are 10 tefachim tall. See, he doesn't think that breaks a tzira, but there it's all in the same house, so at least the roof is mitzarif them. We're talking about different outside, different areas. You don't have the roof to mitzarif. It's not exactly clear where you draw the line, what's considered to be a mechitza l'inyan se. And then finally, In Hilchos Zimun, pull that up on the screen one more time. So in the end there of Sif Aleph, Kuf Sadi Hei, Yesh Misha Omer She'im Rishus HaRabim Afsekes Bein Shnei Abatim Ein Mitzarfim Shemin. So if you have a Rishus HaRabim that divides between the two areas, you can't be Mitzarfim people on different sides of Rishus HaRabim. Says it has. Not only Rishus HaRabim, doesn't mean Allah is Rishus HaRabim to Zayin Amma. It means an area that's accessible to the Rabim, even a Shvila Yachid, even an individual path that some people use would break the tzirus. That's another issue here. You know, two sides of the street, even if it's not a formal Rishus HaRabim, probably does break the tzirus. If you have a Shvila Yachid, so Rav Asher was more nota lahakel, that he wasn't sure where the Taz comes from, that even a Shvil HaYachid, so a Shvil HaYachid is more not to L'Hakel under the circumstances, but that requires further analysis, what kind of path would break the tzir. So these are some of the issues that would need to be surmounted to create minyanim under these circumstances. And maybe if it's still no geya, we'll talk more about some of the other issues at a later date.
Question?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just a simple idea of davening outside.
You mean the propriety of davening outside? So under normal circumstances, that's not recommended. We have to give a shiur about this. I think Parshas Va'era last year or 2 years ago should be archived. But I think the consensus of Poskim is that if it's a choice between not having a minyan at all and having one outside, you could have one outside. Again, subject to, whatever reservations one may have about the right timing of doing this, and I'm not taking a stance on that. I'll defer to Rabbi Sachs' presentation of 2 nights ago, but where it is warranted to have a minyan and there are technical reasons why you can't do it indoors, I believe Poskim are pretty comfortable with doing it outdoors.
What about across the street? That's no good?
Right, so that's what I just said, that based on this Taz is definitely no good, even if you don't accept the Taz of Shvil Hayachid. It could be across the street, it's still considered Rishus HaRabim. I would guess that anything that is a Rishus HaRabim, according, even if you're Makel, I don't think anyone conceives of this as a Shishim Ribo Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, even if you're going to be Makel, that Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos needs Shishim Ribo, I think everyone would agree that if you have a road that's Tezayin Amar wide, which is the width of any standard city road, that you wouldn't be Mitzarya from either side. From alternate sides.
How about being on a raised area, say a raised area above three tefachim?
If it's a raised platform,
yeah.
Let's say it's 10 tefachim, which is the Rishus
HaRabim. 10 tefachim, right.
And then, so what do you want to be
mitzarei? I want to be mitzarei. If I'm on a deck, in the
right.
And the minyan is in the yard, and the deck is 10 tefachim high. Can I be mitzarev to the minyan?
Yeah, so that potentially is also an issue. It's if that was the context of the Chuvah Sarashba, who said that if the amud is under those dimensions, that's not considered to be, that may be batel to the rest of the shul, but that's not the case for a deck. So yeah, right. That presumably would be the same issue. If you have a deck which is a reshus b'fnei atzmo for Shabbos purposes, then that would potentially pose an issue of tzirif as well. Yeah.
Well, what about in Eretz Israel? They have all these great pictures of these balconies and these big apartment complexes, and it seemed to be very common. Everybody's on their separate balcony, and they
right till yesterday when they reopened shuls. But all that is assuming, to be Mekel and the Shaila, that there is tzirif. So as we said, Rav Asher said that's fine l'chachila. Rav Schechter would say not, and Rabbi Willig's pshara suggestion was to just avoid real chazaras hashatz.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, one more point to clarify. I know you talked about it, but most of us have fences. Let's say we have a backyard minyan or something, and most of us have fences. So the fences are a problem or not a problem?
Fences presumably be a problem. If it's a picket fence or a chain link fence, I'm looking for clear rayas, but in off the cuff, it would seem to pose a problem for tzirif because that's a bona fide mechitza. Again, if you're going to be choshesh for the machmirim, that even row and elu as elu on two sides of a mechitza are misarev, then a fence would be the same problem. Usually fences make good neighbors, but here fences are working against us.
It's irrelevant even if the gate of the fence is open.
So if, again, and this may go back to how much we transfer from Erevin, if the gate of the fence is open, but it's not, it's less than...
It's basically a Pesach. It's not very wide. Yeah.
So then the mechitza is still standing.
If you ask
me the question, mm-hmm. Let's say you stand at the entrance of the gate with the gate open. So still, that's exactly the case of the Mishnah Psachim. If you're standing in the doorway, then you're Mitzurah. If you're not in the doorway, then you're not.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Again, that's what it would seem to be.
Right.
What about being mafker or doing Eruv Chatzeris if you're borrowing from Eruv and are doing sorts of things to make it so that it's halachically not different Rishiyos?
That's not necessarily transferable because if you have an Eruv Chatzeris anyway, everyone in town is partner to an Eruv Chatzeris. But here we're talking about the mechitza. What's the wall? The wall is still there.
The wall's a wall irrespective of who owns what. You could be in one house in different rooms. And
it exactly, matter. Right.
What's the chance we're going to have one sack for the whole Pesach, or is it going to be you can have Atzer Minyanim consult with your local rabbi?
I don't know. I'm not involved in the decision-making. just a scheduling note, it looked like there was enough interest in having a shiur next Wednesday night. Yuna Mulgay pointed out that YU is also having shiurim online Wednesday night. I'm sure others are also. But if the people who expressed interest earlier still stand by that, then I'm happy to give a shiur same time next Wednesday night.
Okay, Shkoyach, thank you.
Shkoyach, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Stay safe.
Tell him it's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Just turning off the recording.